97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. And this week it's just us, boys. We're just going to have just the few guys that have a radio show having a discussion. No guests this week, just us. Plenty to talk about, though. Bo, we talked about this on the show, but for people who maybe didn't hear the show this week or haven't heard the show's podcast, first thing I want to do is give another big, huge congratulations to our buddy, Corporal Todd Nicely, who joined us on the show a few weeks ago. And we've talked about Corporal Nicely and his the event that we all did together with the Joshua Chamberlain Society several weeks ago. And Corporal Nicely just had a brand new baby boy. We talked a lot about it on the show this week. So go and check that out if you haven't already. But just wanted to say another big congratulations to Todd Nicely, Corporal Nicely, and his wife, Michelle, on the birth of their new baby, Elijah Nicholas. So cool. So happy for Corporal Nicely.
Yeah, I signed up for diaper delivery if it's needed.
Nice.
No, seriously, I did.
You're right there. Your neighbors, right?
You can, oh, yeah, absolutely. Kind of.
You can, well, everybody out there, yeah, you live in one of those neighborhoods where your closest neighbor is a 3/4 of a mile away, so.
And that's the way we like it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Days are clicking by, man. Are you ready?
Ready for what? The election or ready for winter?
The election.
I am ready. I am going to be covering the election. I'll be anchoring 97.1's coverage of the election once again. And, you know, I've been doing all the debate coverage and all our special election coverage that we've been doing in the evenings. So I am looking forward to a very exciting night on election night. We were on the air in 2016 until almost 2:30 in the morning. I don't expect that again. I don't think we're going to go through that. But
if you're going to wait till the whole election is certified, you're going to be on the air longer than anybody on the planet.
I hope you're wrong about that. And I know that that's half a joke, but also very possible.
I know. Here's my question, though. Did I hear right? Over 30 million people have mailed in their ballot already.
I think it's over 40 million now. The last number I heard was in the 40s. Yeah, I heard 30 million about several days ago, and then more recently I heard a number that was in the 40s. Incredible.
So will they start counting those before Election Day no?
I don't know how all that works. They should. I hope they do.
To expedite the process, I would think.
I think one of the most dangerous things that we could go through in this country is a delayed result.
Oh, I know it.
Because it's just going to put everybody, nobody trusts politicians and nobody trusts the media already for good reason. And if this happens and we're waiting for politicians and the media to tell us what happened, that's a recipe for disaster.
Here's the crazy thing is in 2016, the popular vote, there were almost 63 million that voted for Pence and Trump.
Yep.
And 65, almost 66 million voted for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
Yep.
So if we're already at 40 million votes in.
Yeah, it's like a third.
It is.
It's like
it
a
is.
Third. There was just about 130 million people that voted in 2016. And if we're already over 40, we're at a third.
Now, okay, and if there's any legs to the Hunter Biden story that are serious accusations, I mean, there's been some serious stuff. What's the guy's name? Alex Jones. I watched him a video, and I know some people call him a whack job or whatever, but there's some truth to all rumors. And if there's any truth to the stuff that he was talking about, seriously.
My quick on Hunter Biden is, I don't know. There's a lot more on top of just the job he had and the money he made, and you know how that could possibly be because of Joe Biden. I mean, there's kids. There's like some pedophile stuff that could be wrapped up in
evil,
there. Drug
evil
stuff.
Stuff.
But even if you take all that out, I mean, here's what we know. Here's what is really undisputed by anyone. Hunter Biden got a job that paid him millions of dollars in an industry that he had no knowledge in.
Right.
And I mean, common sense tells you that Hunter Biden got what he got because of his dad, the vice president. So
I'm glad that's already a problem, right? I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, let me ask you this. Has anything major in your life happened that you was a positive, was wonderful, a business deal, you getting hired on the Glover Show or whatever the case is, that you didn't go to your dad and tell him the great news
or the news? Of course.
Hunter denied, I never talked to my dad about any of the dealings. I call BS right off the bat.
Yeah. So, I mean, strip away all of the salacious sex and drugs and all that stuff. There's still something pretty gross there and something potentially illegal. I mean, if he got that job because he could provide access to the vice president, that's a problem.
Right.
And that's almost not disputed. So that's already a problem. Now, if you some of this other stuff that's in there, if that's true, and Joe Biden had any knowledge of some of the additional allegations, now we've got big time criminal issues. So yeah, I mean, can you imagine if this was Eric Trump or something like that? I mean. The whole thing, like, why wouldn't we investigate? Why wouldn't we have an investigation into this? I mean, we'd be investigating if it was Eric Trump or Jared Kushner or somebody like that. So, yeah, let's see what happened.
I think one of the saddest things, Tony, out of this whole deal was the note that Hunter Biden wrote to his kid and said something about, well, I promise I won't do to you what happens to me, and I got to give, grandpa half of everything I make. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Did you know what I'm talking about? The note that was?
Yeah, yeah.
That, and the other thing that I found out playing cards the other night with our neighbors, found out that there's a huge discrepancy when it comes to the finances, the incomes. In 2016, it was reported on Fox News. Oh, well, it was reported on Fox News. Now it's deleted from my... Here, let me see if I can see it. Joe and Jill Biden's income in 2016 was $396,456. 2017 to 2019, $16.5 million. Mm. Huh?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but, I am a proud libertarian, so, and I don't endorse really anybody... I endorse more choices. I think the Republicans and Democrats have failed in many areas, and that we need more choices in this country. I don't think two parties is enough to represent the whole country. But this all does come back to Second Amendment rights, and if you are a gun owner, if you're an outdoorsman, if you like to hunt and camp and fish and shoot and all this stuff. These types of elections matter. And one of the other, so you better know, what you're voting for when you're going and you're voting for these politicians. Cori Bush, who's, running for Congress, going to win that seat here. Lacey Clay's soon to be former seat in the United States Congress. She this week talked about, we've heard a lot about defund the police. We've talked, with guys like Sheriff Marshak and others on this show many times about the idea of defund the police and how there's many Democrats that are pushing for that. Cori Bush this week put out a statement that she's going to defund the Pentagon. Defund the Pentagon and redirect all of that money to social services. Look, I'm all for helping people. I'm all for social services. But
training
not,
our police officers,
but not,
as best
but not
we can.
Government-ran social services. I don't trust the government to properly run anything. So defund the Pentagon and give all the money to social services that are then going to be allocated by the federal government? No, thank you.
Tony, I'm an Air Force brat, and I've seen so many bases close down over the years. Lowry Air Force Base out in Colorado in the Denver area, Aurora. Monmouth Army Base near my dad, where he lives in Jersey. I mean, just decimated. They're just gone, and they are resold even. And peace through strength is not a terrible thing. And I just don't understand the thought process. But you know what? We're like cats and dogs, Democrats and liberals, or libertarians, or we're just all wired differently. And that's why we can't understand. There's no argument, because nobody will convince the other side at all.
Well, and the chasm between the two sides has never been larger.
Oh, did you see this? The Supreme Court justice vote, the Senate Judiciary hearing. There were no Democrats in the room that were supposed to vote. And of course, they were going to lose anyway. But all they did was they posted these. They had these pictures of families that they had talked about in the hearings last week, that talked about these families are going to lose their health care. These families are going to have, you know, they have preconceived, not preconceived, predetermined conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
All these people, that's BS. That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, and that's also not the place for that debate. And they would say it is the place for the debate, because the Supreme Court is the one that's going to rule on whether or not to dismantle Obamacare. Yeah, you're right. They are going to rule to dismantle Obamacare, and I hope they do. But the American people are not going to accept anything that gets rid of preconditions, because
we're not monsters.
We're not monsters.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's, you know, by the way, the court packing issue that came
up. Amy Coney Barrett, who's at the center of all this, because she's the justice being, she has a kid that has special needs, right, that has these conditions that the Democrats keep saying are going to be taken away. She's not the kind of person that's going to do that.
So, of course. And nothing's for sure anyway. But the court packing subject that kept coming up, you know, that's how they would change the Second Amendment. If they packed the court.
Yeah.
They could change the laws,
yeah,
and it could get scary. But you know what I don't understand, though, Tony, maybe you can explain it to me, the mandatory buyback program. What kind of money are you going to pay me for XYZ firearm? How do you know what I paid for it?
Well, there wouldn't. It would just be a set number. Whatever that number would be created by somebody in Washington. And yeah, wow. I don't know what it would be, but that's what they would do. So yeah, you know, that's why elections have meaning. You know,
but Beto O'Rourke said he was going to come get your guns.
Yeah,
there was no buyback program in his words.
Elections have consequences, and they affect our Second Amendment rights, and you know, our rights in law and order, obviously, in many other areas. So it's important stuff. Wanted to get both of your thoughts on this story before we run out of time here in the podcast. A little bit lighter of a story, but still something that made headlines this week. Kind of sticking with the idea of the military and the Pentagon, and Troy Aikman and Joe Buck had a little bit of a hot mic moment. At least what was kind of presented as a hot mic moment. I actually stand by on that, because I have a little bit of information there. It wasn't the traditional hot mic moment that it's been portrayed as. But Joe Buck, Troy Aikman were broadcasting the Buccaneers-Packers game earlier this week, and they weren't on the air, and they appeared to be joking around a little bit. And here's what was said.
It's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. Money and your tax dollars at work. That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
So they had just done a flyover, or I guess they were getting ready for the flyover. And you hear Troy Aikman say Joe Buck say that's your taxpayer dollars at work, and then Troy says, you know, that's not going to happen under a Biden Harris administration, Patna. And they've gotten a lot of heat for this statement, because
Twitter exploded.
It came off to many as taking a shot at the president and the military for doing the flyover. And then it seems like Troy Aikman is endorsing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris there at the end. How did you hear it? How did it hit your ears, Bo?
You know what? At first, I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, hot mic, you know, moments are scary for anybody in the broadcasting industry when it matters, you know, when, you know, FCC is out there. But everything has turned into something. I was like, what? But then I thought about it, and I was like, okay, are they conservative comments? Are they liberal comments? And so my second take after, you know, letting it simmer for a little bit was, oh, yeah, because the liberals want to defund the Pentagon. They want to defund the military. So I thought it was kind of a slam to them. Chad, how about you?
Or was it nothing and it's just two guys clowning around? Like, I heard it that way too, Bo. And then the more I think about it, like, I don't know. I need a little more context. It could be either way. Let's do it one more time. And then, okay. Chad, I want to hear what you think.
It's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover. That's your hard-earned money and your tax dollars at work. That stuff ain't happening with Kamala Biden ticket. I'll tell you that right now, partner.
So, how does that hit you?
Yeah, so, honestly, when I first heard it, I was just like, well, I guess it's hard on tax dollars at work, even though, you know, the military pays for they spent advertising dollars on it. As well as,
it's not really
your
taxpayer. I mean, like you said, that's built-in expenses.
Exactly,
exactly.
And I also thought about it on both sides, because I had the time to actually sit back and analyze it. We've listened to it a few times, and it was like, okay, on one end, it's an attack to the Biden-Harris administration. But on the other end, it's like, it's a waste of money. So on one end, for the people that love to see flyovers, for the people that or in the military and things like that, to know the importance of, you know, showing support to your troops as in any facet.
Mm-hmm. Celebrating
that,
the military.
Yeah, that is a problem. And just like Bo said, it's so many military bases that have been closed down due to the fact of the last administration, let's be honest.
Right. Yeah.
So that's alarming to say, like, there's people that literally go to the military because they couldn't find anything else constructive to do with their lives, and they turn to the military, and to see like military dollars being struck after law after law after law for more and more military jobs to be dissipated. That's a problem.
It is a marketing tool, guys. I will tell you this. It is a marketing tool for the Air Force. The Blue Angels do their thing. That's marketing because, you know, a little kid looks up and goes, wow, I want to do that someday. And they go sign up. But, Chad, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the military is a great avenue for anybody that may be stuck, you know, in rural counties or down in the inner city and they have nowhere to go. They don't know how to turn. They don't know where to turn except to get in trouble. You know, the thing is, If you go sign up for the military, they're gonna take you away and they're gonna send you to basic training. You're out of that mess.
Yep.
And you could do something great for your country. Again, military brat here, but I think it's a great avenue for anybody that wants to get out of a situation they don't want to be in.
And not
a country kid working at a pig farm or a kid going, okay, military or gang.
Exactly.
Military, you know
and
what I mean?
Not only just doing something for your country, you're doing something for your family as well. Mm-hmm. Like if you got children,
in your future.
Yeah, you got children, their college is free. Like if you want to go get a degree in any field, that's free. Mm. You got to think about the benefits that I didn't join the military only because of a tattoo I got on my chest. And it was like, oh, you're going to have to get that removed. I was like, I'm kind of attached to it. But honestly, I was thinking about joining the Air Force because that's something I always thought was like, okay, I honestly thought it was a good option for you. Yeah, and I thought it was the best part of the military as well.
Absolutely.
So it was like, okay, it makes sense. It makes sense to do that. But when I was talking to recruiters and they were like I passed the assessment and they were like, but it's just one thing you got to do. It's that tattoo right there that shows over the shirt. I was like,
what is it? Have I seen it?
It's not really noticeable. Like when I have a T-shirt on, but it goes just
enough higher.
Yeah. So it's just like, is it really that important? Right. I was like, you know what?
Well, you
I
know,
like
some
radio,
people,
so.
Some people make that decision and some people don't, but it is an option and it is part of their marketing. And they do fly, they've been doing flyovers for decades and decades.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with any current or former administration. And I want to put this on there. So, Bo, you mentioned the hot mic, and it's been presented as this hot mic situation. The stories all read like it was a hot mic, the traditional hot mic situation, which, as you accurately said, is one of the most terrifying things that any broadcaster could have happen. And anytime any broadcaster hears a story about a hot mic, it's like immediate cringe. You know, like you feel it in your guts, like, oh,
Your butt puckers a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
We're on the exclusive. That's why I said it.
Yeah, I was going to say even something a little worse, but I was going to talk about, never mind.
It's not,
don't get too wild.
I was going to use the word scrotum website in there at one point. So but it wasn't really a hot mic situation. So a lot of people still think that happened during a break of the Packers Bucks game, but it actually happened during a pregame rehearsal. So they were just in the booth, kind of walking through the broadcast and how it was going to go, and it was pregame rehearsal, so they weren't even on the air yet. So they don't even think that the mics are, you know, you don't even think at that point that a hot mic situation is even possible, because you're not going in and out of breaks, and the mics are never hot. They're, quote, you know, hot means it's going out to the public.
Yeah, so, but hot now means it's being recorded, and
well,
that's...
Yeah, I know, but the reason I bring this up, because it didn't happen during the broadcast and it happened in a pre-rehearsal, that means it had to have been, that had to have been clipped out intentionally by somebody at Fox or somebody in the truck or somebody with some, you know, that it was hired to work on the broadcast there at the stadium in some capacity. That had to be intentionally clipped and leaked. So that's somebody trying to start something for nothing.
You know what? Somebody probably got paid for it. And it could be anonymous. But you know what? Right now, as we record this conversation, there could be 1,000 people listening to it in our company. If they really cared about what we were talking about right now, they could all be listening. They all could be recording it. But you know what? This makes me think of the White House. You know, the tax thing, the $750 that Trump paid. Who's leaking that information? Who's doing that stuff?
Right.
That means you got a mole within your organization, and that's crap.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think from what I can tell about Joe Buck, I think he's a liberal guy. I don't know enough, but I've seen some quotes from podcasts and different interviews and things like that. I think he leans liberal. I don't know anything about Troy Aikman, but I don't know that this was any attack. I don't know that this was an attack on the military or an attack on Donald Trump. I think it was two guys goofing around, and they probably do have maybe there was a little bit of their own personal belief in that, and there was some, you know, they were kind of making a point to each other, but I don't think that this was some, I don't think
they were,
they were just talking
off air. Yeah. They were just talking amongst themselves. Who hasn't said, there's your tax dollars at work. You drive down the road, you see 10 construction workers on a road crew standing there, and there's your tax dollars at work. Well, okay, sue me. I said it.
Yeah. So whatever. I think the more interesting part of the story is to me is that somebody did that very intentionally.
Absolutely.
Like, usually a hot mic situation is it gets caught by the public. Like they come back from break earlier than they thought, or they're still having an off-air conversation and don't realize they're back on the air and the broadcast has started or something like that. This was not that. This wasn't they got caught because they didn't realize that the mics had been turned back on, or that they thought that they were having a pregame conversation before the broadcast when you feel as safe as can be.
Why is everybody so offended? Tony, if this happened on the air, who cares?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, wanted to cover that story and talk about a few things here on the podcast exclusive. We certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in. Once again, if you missed this week's show, make sure you go and check it out. We talked about Corporal Nicely and his new baby. We also talked to Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Army, which we do every week. And we talked to your buddy, Bo, Troy DeRoos, about he's a local guy who has, I loved his line on the show about supporting a mom and pop shop. is like supporting a dream. Yeah. Troy has created a new fishing lure called the Pole Shaker. He's got a topwater version and a crankbait version of the Pole Shaker. And we talked about his creation of that lure and how people can buy it and support that local business. So if you missed anything from the show this week, make sure you download that podcast, and we appreciate you downloading the podcast exclusive. And we'll be back here next week for you, and we'll be even closer. We'll be days away at that point from the election, so I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. For my producer, Chad Ellis, and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.